told you that he'd love you much more than I. But he left you, and you just don't know why. And when you don't know what to do, you come running and start to cry, baby. Cry, baby. Like you always do. Nobody can love you the way I do. So take the pain and the heartache too. Oh, honey, you know I'll be around when you need me. I've spent so many nights just waiting for you to come walking through that door. And even though you've made a fool of me so many times before, I know that all it takes is just the sight of your face to make me realize that I always love you, darling. And I can see that you've got some more tears to shed. I can see it, baby, because your eyes are getting red. So come on, yeah. Come on, yeah. Come on.
Cry Baby. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you by the Birmingham Record Collectors of Birmingham, Alabama. Thanks for joining us. That was the biggest hit Garnett Mims had, but he had a couple more along the way, but nothing major. But that was a real good one by him there. So, but we're going to get right back into the music right now. And we've got a couple coming up now. We're going to start off with a little doo-wop group. The Excellents are going to do a song for us. It was a hit for them. And then I'm going to do a little album cut out off the Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs by Derek and the Dominoes. So let's go ahead right now with Coney Island, baby, The Excellents.
You're my Coney Island.
Coney Island, baby, you're so precious, so sweet, sing. It's a real bad cry. So I guess I'll die my eyes. Guess I will miss her more than anyone. It's too late.
Dominoes with Chuck Willis' song, It's Too Late. Very good version of that. And, of course, Duane Allman was in that band along with Eric Clapton, Bobby Whitlock, Jim Gordon, and Carl Rattle. My understanding, Duane did play on that particular cut there. I think he played on all of them on the LP except two or three cuts on that LP. So pretty sure he was on that one. I've always found out that he was anyway. But there's a great live version of that on YouTube. If you look it up, they're doing the version of this on the Johnny Cash show, and Duane's not there with them, but they're doing a real good cut of it, and the good singing in the background that's backing up Clapton is Bobby Whitlock. So anyway, real good if you look that up on YouTube. All right, and we have before that the Excellence on the Blast record label with Coney Island Baby. All right, let's keep going now. We got kind of a mixture coming up here. We got a Brenda Lee cut, we got a Gene Vincent, and another doo-wop coming in here with the Shepherds. So let's get started with a real good song I like by Brenda that really didn't get a lot of airplay, I don't think. I think it may have charted in the country charts, but anyway, this is a song called Tell Me What It's Like.
You know, we've been close friends a long time now. and I just needed somebody to talk to. I hate to bring this subject up because I know how you've been hurt by someone you really loved, and your whole world just crumbled apart. But I thought it might help me to know what it's like when it happens. So I came to you, because I can feel it coming on.
Tell me what it's like to lose the only thing you care about. Tell me how it feels to know your only dream is gone. Tell me how you live when you've lost something you can't live without. Tell me what it's like.
Tell me what it's like.
I can feel. Set you free. Tell me what you do when there's no one that you wanna do it with. There's nobody else you really wanna see. Tell me what it's like when those four lonely walls start closing in. Tell me how it feels to spend the night so alone. Tell me what to say whenever someone asks you how you've been. Tell me what it's like.
Tell me what it's like.
I can feel it coming on.
Island where where young lovers often go. This is wonderful. About it, that's where we belong. They say on moonlit nights, when the stars are oh so bright, you can hear the seashells at night singing love.
Songs that didn't chart nationally. I'm not sure if it charted. They're out of Chicago. I'm not sure if it charted in the Chicago area or not. I guess my buddy Chi-Town will have to tell me if that charted there in Chicago, but it should have. It should have charted nationally. And before that, Baby Blue, Gene Vincent, another song that didn't chart, and I think it should have charted too. His last charted record was in 57, and that one there came out in 58, but I like that one as well as any of the other stuff that he did. Gene Vincent. And before that, Brenda Lee got us started with a song that did chart on the country charts, Tell Me What It's Like. All right, let's keep going now. We've got Etta James coming up. The J-Nets are going to sing for us. But before that, we're going to do a little something different here. I'm going to play a gospel song, a local trio of sisters here in this Birmingham area. They were called the Johnson Sisters, and they recorded a Hank Williams song, House of Gold. And I bought this record a while back from a couple of buddies of mine at the club. And I just love the singing of it and the guitar work in it. And that was why I liked it so much, was the guitar. So give it a listen. It's a gospel song. It's called House of Gold. And I think you'll enjoy it. Listen to that guitar. Hear the Johnson Sisters.
Where they In heaven,
Ran the Roses, the J-Nets. That was a hit for them in 1963. It got up to number two. It didn't top the charts. Had a lot of competition. I was looking on the charts sheet I had, and at that time, Sugar Shack by Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs was number one during that time. It was there 5 weeks. Nino Temple had, and April Stevens had Deep Purple. And then Dale and Grace, I'm leaving it up to you. So it just couldn't quite beat those records, but it got to number two for them. So Good Sam by the J-Nets. Before that, Etta James, top 50 hit, I believe, for her, maybe top 45. But anyway, Etta James, At Last, real smooth sound. And a little gospel before that, a little local gospel from the Johnson Sisters, doing a Hank Williams song, House of Gold. I thought I'd play that and see how you like that song. All right, we're going to keep going. Speaking of songs, we've got David Allen Cole coming up next. And then we're going to do a double play today, and it's a little different. See if you can follow along here real quick. Summer in the City has been asked to be played by a friend of mine named Eddie, and I thought, okay, I'll play that one. And started looking, and Eddie was in a local band here in the Birmingham area called the Distortions, and Eddie played lead guitar on their version of Smokestack Lightning. So I thought I'd follow up his request with a song that he played on. So we're going to do Summer in the City and then Smokestack Lightning by the Distortions. But right now, here's David Allen Cole and what he calls the best country song ever written. Let him tell you about it.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. You don't have to call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my fighting side, your phone book. Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter, and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song, because he hadn't said anything at all about mama or trains or trucks or prison or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. But before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train.
Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Corey on keyboards and vocals, Robert Alexander on bass, and Bobby Marlin on drums, and Eddie Rice doing the guitar work on that. And that's the second part of our double play today. I talked with Eddie a while back and asked him if we play anything. He said, play Summer in the City. So started that off with Summer in the City for Eddie, and then let Eddie play the guitar. That was the Distortions, local band here in Birmingham back in the 60s. And before we played those, we had David Allen Coe singing the perfect country song. According to him, you never even called me by my name. All right, let's keep going here on BRC Radio, brought to you by the Birmingham Record Collectors of Birmingham, Alabama. We've got Ruth Brown coming up. We've got the Allman Brothers and a little bluesy song by Larry Birdsong. But right now, Ruth Brown with I Burned Your Letter.
I burned your letter that told me goodbye. Told me you were leaving, didn't tell me why. I pulled up a chair and I sat by the fire and let the red hot flames dry the red hot tears from my eyes. I looked at your picture and started to cry. I snatched it off the wall and I pitched it. I know I won't love it now.
stronger. Please don't keep me wondering.
Song called I'll Let Nothing Separate Me From Your Love, Home of the Blues, located up there in Memphis on Beale Street. All right, let's see. Before that, we had the Allman Brothers off their Idlewild South LP with a song called Don't Keep Me Wondering. Probably my favorite cut off that LP, and that's a lot of strong stuff on there. Revival, Midnight Rider, Hoochie Coochie Man, Please Call Home, a lot of good stuff on that LP, but I do like that one. And Ruth Brown got us started with I Burned Your Letter, which was a flip side of a hit for her, Don't Deceive Me. But I think that song, I Burned Your Letter, did chart here in Birmingham locally, but not nationally. All right, you got BRC Radio, Birmingham Record Collectors. We are just a couple weeks away from the record show, the 34th annual show at the Gardendale Civic Center, sponsored by the Birmingham Record Collectors. So you need to get out there August 17th, 18th, and 19th, 2018. Come on out there. We've got plenty of free parking, and there's going to be all kind of music out there, all kind of records, some CDs out there. So come on out and join us. And have a good time. Pick up those songs you're looking for. All right, it's time for us to get out of here. So let's squeeze in a couple more, then we'll come back and close out. We got the main ingredient coming up with Everybody Plays the Fool, and then a little Dwight Yoakam. And I think you're going to be interested to hear this one. So let's get started now with main ingredient, Everybody Plays the Fool.
So your heart broke. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. I ain't lying. Everybody plays a fool. Ooh. Falling in love is such an easy thing to do. And there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you. Than any ocean, it clouds your mind with emotion. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be true.
I wanna tell you that
everybody plays the fool.
How can you help it when the music starts to play and your ability to reason is swept away? Oh, heaven on earth is all you see. You're out of touch with reality, and now you cry. But when you do, next time around someone cries for you.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. They use your heart just like a tune.
Listen, baby,
they never tell your soul is cruel.
I won't say it again.
Everybody plays the fool.
Listen to me, baby.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. No exception.
No exception to the rule.
It may be factual, may be cruel.
Sometimes
Yoakum, Long White Cadillac. That's from his 1989 Just Looking for a Hit LP. It went to number 35 on the country charts, but didn't chart on the pop, but that's one I really like by him. I do like Dwight Yoakam stuff. All right, before that, Main Ingredient, Everybody Plays the Fool. All right, we got Ray Hudson and the Western Rhythm Air is going to get us out of here today with a little song called Jackhammer. So thanks for joining us here on BRC Radio, and we'll see you next time.